In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, Jesus tells us that the two greatest commandments are these. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. These are the two great commandments because they summarize all God's commandments. When we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, we have no other gods before the true God. We do not take the name of the Lord in vain. We remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When we love our neighbors as ourselves, we honor our fathers and our mothers. We do not murder. We do not commit adultery. We do not steal. We do not bear false witness. And we do not covet. These two commandments are the great commandments of God. When we love God, when we love our neighbor, when we keep these two commandments, we keep all the commandments. The whole law, every commandment God has ever made, is contained in these two commandments. All the preaching of the prophets, all the teaching of the prophets, all the devotion and hope of the prophets in the promises of God. It's all right here in these few words. So Jesus says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So love God. Love him with all your heart. Love him with all your soul. Love God with all your mind. Love him with every fiber of your being. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love them honestly. Love them deeply. Love them selflessly and sacrificially. And love Jesus. Yes, love Jesus. All the law and the prophets hang on God's commandments. But Jesus hung on the cross for you and me. Praise God for that. Praise God for Jesus hanging on the cross. Because our love is never perfect. Even when we try our hardest, our love for God is incomplete and lacking in confidence in His grace. Even when we mean to, we never love our neighbors as we really love ourselves. Our love for others is never totally and completely what God expects and intends for us to do. Our love for God and our love for one another is never big enough. It's never true enough. It's never strong enough. It's never sacrificial enough. Our love is scarred by our sin and tarnished by our transgression and inhibited by our iniquity. Our love is the picture of imperfection. But Jesus' love? Now that's something completely different. Jesus' love for God the Father is on display in everything He does. Every thought Jesus thinks is a thought of the Holy Spirit. Every word Jesus speaks is a word given Him by God the Father. Every deed Jesus does is a deed directed to Him by Almighty God. And Jesus' love for you, His neighbor, is plain to see in how he treats people during his earthly ministry. Someone is sick, Jesus heals them. Possessed by a demon, Jesus delivers them. Caught up in sin, Jesus forgives them. Dead, already in your coffin, buried in the cemetery, Jesus raises them up to life. That's Jesus' perfect love on display. That's Jesus' perfect love for you. By loving his heavenly Father and by loving us, his neighbors, Jesus doesn't just tell us that he loves us. Jesus shows us. He shows us that the law and the prophet hang on two great commandments. And the Son of God hangs on the cross for the sake of his people's salvation. When you struggle to love God with all your